What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. And we're talking with Steve Matheny from Granville Area Chamber of Commerce about the annual Candlelight Walking Tour that's coming up this Saturday in Granville. Steve, there is all kinds of stuff to do in Granville on this day all day long. But for those who don't know, what exactly is this event?
It's our 39th annual Christmas Candlelight Walking Tour event. This is an event that was actually started 39 years ago. It was actually started by the churches here in town. They used to call it Granville's Gift to Families. It was kind of giving back to the community, some holiday spirit. The churches joined together and offered music and some food items and candy canes and hot chocolate and those kinds of holiday things. And it grew from there. And after only 3 or 4 years, it grew enough that the churches said, hey, we need help with this. And they reached out to the predecessor to my organization. It wasn't called the Chamber at the time, but the Chamber has continued to operate it annually every year, the first Saturday of December.
And this is an amazing event where you guys come together with all kinds of businesses from the Granville area to make the Candlelight Walking Tour happen. And there's plenty of stuff to do that day, but what are just a few things that we can look forward to on the schedule this Saturday?
Well, you're right. Most, if not all, of our downtown, particularly downtown Granville Village businesses, you could go door to door almost literally on the downtown Broadway and on South Main Street here in town and on Prospect Street here in the village. Businesses are open. They offer cocoa or hot chocolate or candy canes or cookies. Many have music offerings, different seasonal holiday music going on. The churches are still involved, and they host string quartets and various kinds of music performances, holiday meal, offerings. So, there's something for everybody. We have a Christmas market that occurs in, we call it Opera House Park, which is right here, the corner of South Main Street and Broadway. There's room in that small park area for 10 vendors under tents with tables, craft vendors, and some food vendors. It's a great place to come and pick up some, holiday gifts early in the season. That runs from 1 to 6, the Christmas market portion. The event, the walking tour event, runs from 1 until 9 p.m.
And so this is going to be happening both inside and outside of venues, it sounds like. Where is the best place for people to find parking?
Glad you asked that question, because I do want everybody to be aware we do operate from 1 until 9 p.m. There are two parking shuttle buses that run continually. They run loops through downtown. So you can park. There's two of them. One is the west side parking shuttle. There's parking down on Weaver Drive, just south of the village here. Weaver Drive at the offices of the Licking Memorial Family Practice, doctor offices parking lot. You can park there, leave your car, jump on the shuttle bus that's free. It drives you right up into downtown and drops you off right next to the CVS drugstore. And then it does a loop, goes back down to Weaver Drive. And that will cycle all day from 1 to 9, free parking shuttle. There's a second shuttle, does the same thing. That one originates at Cherry Valley Hotel, their parking lot out there, and they have 400 parking places at the Cherry Valley Hotel. So plenty of space to park. Leave your car there, get on that shuttle, the east side shuttle. It brings you right up Newark Granville Road, right into downtown, into the village, and drops you in front of the Buxton Inn. And then it goes back, completes its loop back out to Cherry Valley Hotel. So they both run all day, 1 to 9. So lots of ways to park and ride on the shuttle bus.
Wow, it sounds like you guys got it all figured out.
Now, we try.
Do you guys have any special guests that are going to be visiting the Candlelight Walking Tour?
We are very pleased to host Santa Claus will be here. And he's coming not only one time, but he's coming two times. He will come initially between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. He will be inside the Granville Public Library. He'll have a big chair there, a nice comfortable chair, and parents and good little boys and girls can come and visit with Santa in the library between 2 and 5. But then Santa needs to have some dinner and take a break, so we give him an hour off, but he'll be back from 6 to 8 p.m., and we're going to, at 6 o'clock, he's going to set up in the Granville Village Hall, right at 141 East Broadway, right on the corner of Broadway and Prospect Street. So two different times to meet and spend some time with Santa, 2 to 5, and then later from 6 to 8.
Well, there's definitely no shortage of things to do on the schedule, so if you're looking to get into something Christmassy, whether it be the cookies, you know, the hot apple cider, the hot cocoa, what is something, Steve, that you look forward to every year at the Candlelight Walking Tour, or is there anything in particular this year that you are really excited about?
A favorite thing of mine and many other people, we do every year, we have a horse-drawn wagon ride that, again, it operates from 1 till 9 p.m., and it runs continually all during those hours, 1 to 9, and you can jump on the horse-drawn wagon, ride up and down Broadway, and it loads, or you can jump on right in front of St. Luke's Church, Episcopal Church, right on Broadway. There'll be a line there, a short line, hopefully, to get on the horse-drawn wagon, take a ride up and down Broadway, and get back off and enjoy the rest of the event. But that's a favorite thing to do, just go down the Broadway with the horse, with the jingle bells jingling, two Clydesdale horses pull the wagon. So don't miss that.
Well, it sounds like it's even bigger and better than ever this year. So bring your loved ones, bundle up, and make it a holiday to remember in Granville. We appreciate you, Steve, for doing this with us today. Is there anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Well, just to let folks know that we do have, and they will be available when you arrive, we have a printed program guide that has the entire schedule of the event, of the what's going on between 1 and 9 p.m. So we will have a welcome center in Granville Village Hall, so you can stop in there, grab a program, and find out everything that's happening. We also this year have two commemorative Christmas tree ornaments commemorating the Granville Inn. One of them is the Granville Inn. The second one is the Swayze Chapel at Denison. Both of those buildings, those structures, are 100 years old this year. So we chose the Swayze Chapel and the Granville Inn to recognize those anniversaries. And those will be for sale also here in town at Just Right Stationery Store or at the Reader's Garden Bookstore has those. So come on down.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.